Welcome to the Habesha Finance Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you achieve financial independence and overcome your money problems. I'm Matt, bringing you the education and tools to help you get your life back, build wealth, and make a difference. Finding the right index funds to invest in can be a challenging task. So today I'm going to introduce to you my top 8 index funds going into 2022 and also providing you examples of these index funds from Vanguard, hashtag not sponsored, but I like Vanguard because their fees are usually low. So you can go and compare these examples with other companies like Charles Schwab and Fidelity. So without further ado, let's get started. Let's start with number 8, Municipal Muni Bond index funds. These are great to have in a taxable account because these funds typically have little to no tax consequences. It's just that the performance is not usually as high as other index funds from other asset classes, but this is a good balance to have, especially for your retirement as you near retirement. It gives you a little bit of smoothing of the ups and downs that you typically would have with other asset classes. I like to have a municipal bond index fund in my taxable account, especially as I'm getting closer to retirement when I'm starting to withdraw money and I'm not really on board with the ups and downs of a stock market. This brings a little bit of stability in terms of the volatility of your investment portfolio, your retirement portfolio. So having a municipal bond index fund in your taxable account is a great strategy. And an example of this is Vanguard's VWLTX. Number 7, REIT index funds. And REIT stands for Real Estate Investment Trust. These funds give you exposure to the real estate market without having to own, buy, sell physical properties. This is something that I learned a long time ago when I used to have a piece of property in Georgia and I had to sell it because I just wasn't keeping up with it in the way that I wanted to. But getting this type of index fund in my portfolio is a great way to get exposure to the real estate market. So REIT basically allows you to buy companies that are going to go out there and buy real estate. So that way you don't have to actually go and do all the, you know, physical work or the actual work of having to buy and sell physical properties, own physical properties, rental properties. These REIT index funds are really great for that. So if you're interested in getting into the real estate market, but really kind of want to be hands-off sort of like me, then look into a REIT index fund. And an example of this is Vanguard's VGSLX. Number 6, the infamous S&P 500 index fund. This is only the top 500 U.S. publicly traded companies, but usually most 401ks offer this kind of fund because, as you'll see, my number 1 index fund is typically not offered, but this fund is usually available to you in your 401k, your 403b, or your work replace retirement account. And this is a fund that usually should have a low cost to it. So an example of this is Vanguard's VFIAX. Number 5 is a Total International Market Index Fund. This is a great fund to have that's going to give you exposure to international stock markets. I personally have this fund in my 401k. And while the performance has not been too good in recent years, over the last 5, 6, 7 years, the performance has been pretty good. And I'm fine with it going down because guess what? I'm in my accumulation stage where I'm trying to buy as much funds, buy as much index funds, stocks, whatever it may be, to build my portfolio with for when I start to get into that withdrawal phase, start to get into that decumulation stage. But for now, getting this kind of fund is going to give you exposure to international stock markets. And so having the Total International Market Index Fund is a great way to diversify your portfolio with not just relying on one country's stock market. And Vanguard's version of this Total International Index Fund is VGTSX. Number 4 is a bond index fund. And bond index funds, similar to muni bond index funds, are great to have as you near retirement. If you're looking for a little bit stability, if you're not totally on board with having an all equity, all stock index fund portfolio, you can also have this bond index fund that usually is going to invest in the total bond market. So you'll have government bonds, corporate bonds, different type of fixed income that's going to be in these kinds of funds. Having a bond index fund in your portfolio definitely provides you some stability and is great to have. And an example of this is Vanguard VBTLX. Number three is a Total World Stock Index Fund. This fund has a strategy that's going to give you exposure to all the stock markets in the world. So not just the US, but all the different stock markets around the world. So instead of just having like a total international index fund that is going to exclude the US market, this Total World Stock Index Fund is going to be able to invest in all the different stock markets across the world. So that's a great way to just have one fund that's going to do all the investment around the world if that's something that interests you. And an example of this is Vanguard's VTWAX. Number two are small cap value index funds. Now, this is a fund that the great Paul Merriman, one of the people that I subscribe to, his YouTube channel will be in the description below. He loves to discuss this fund. He loves to discuss this small cap value index fund. And for good reason, because there is an extra percentage or two that you could potentially earn in the long term as having this fund as part of your portfolio. And he's done all the research. His team has done all the research. And having exposure to the small cap market is a great way to potentially increase how much you're going to have in the future. Because if history tells us anything, there is a little bit that you can gain in the long term. So look into having a little bit of exposure to the small cap, especially if you're investing for the long term and want a little bit extra in that small cap. This is actually a fund that I personally will be looking to add in 2022. An example is Vanguard's VISVX. And the number one index fund to own, if you subscribe to this channel, you already know what it is. It's the U.S. Total Market Index Fund. This is the U.S. Total Market Index Fund that basically gives you exposure to every single publicly traded company in the U.S. economy. And this is a great way to just get started. This is a great fund to have, even if you're a seasoned investor. So many people, so many experts suggest having this part of your investment portfolio and have this part of their portfolio as well because of how much exposure you get to the U.S. economy. There's no question that the U.S. economy is a strong economy. And if you can get an index fund that's going to give you exposure to almost every single U.S. publicly traded company, why not? This fund has been a favorite of mine for the last 3 to 4 years, and it's one that I will continue to invest in and will continue to be a big part of my investment portfolios. Vanguard's version of this is VTSAX.